Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday as we look ahead to the final week of Q3. Today we've got news on Tesla's production in China for September. We'll talk about how that might look for the quarter. Then we've got a new 45-minute long Elon Musk interview. We'll talk about the takeaways from that. Updates on chip shortages, a couple other stories as well. But of course, we'll start off with the stock here. Tesla today finishing up 2.75% to $774.39. The NASDAQ on the day was actually slightly down, just 0.03%, but a really strong performance relative to the rest of the market for Tesla today. So that $774 closing price, that's actually the highest closing price for Tesla stock in over 7 months. You'd have to go back all the way to February 22nd to find a higher close. From an intraday perspective, Tesla did top that very briefly back in April. So even from an intraday perspective, Tesla hitting a 5-month high today. Seems like the market might finally be getting as excited as I am for Q3 results. Pretty steady rise throughout the day today too, and Tesla closing within 50 cents of the intraday high today, which I'm not a technical analysis person, but I do always like to see when that happens on a Friday. I feel like it bodes really well in terms of the strength heading into the next week. Obviously anything over the weekend could end up changing that, but something I always like to see. All right, so getting into the news here, I know I said we'd wait till next week to get into production numbers again, but we've got an update here from Rafer Tesla on Tesla's production in China. He says, quote, "Just heard Tesla China is inviting media to witness the 300,000th vehicle year to date rolled offline on September 29th. If this is true, we may potentially see China domestic deliveries around 45,000 for September, provided no export is scheduled," end quote. So of course, I don't really care too much about what China domestic deliveries end up being, but that production number gives us a lot of insight into what production could be for September. So year to date, from the numbers that we have been collecting throughout the year, it looks like through August, Tesla had produced about 256,000 vehicles in Shanghai. So if the 300,000th vehicle rolls off the line on September 29th, Tesla would still have one more day in September to add to that. They'd be doing about 1,500 per day at that rate if that number is accurate. So that could bump total production for September up to around 45,200 vehicles or so. Now this would be, in my opinion, a very strong number. It is a little bit lower than what we had mapped out previously in terms of what the potential could be. Previously that had indicated that maybe 50,000 could be on the table for September. So this is about 5,000 lower than what we had gone through as a hypothetical before, but that would still put Shanghai production for Q3 at 124,000 vehicles. That'd be up 231% year over year and 26% from Q2. As we've talked about then, if Fremont production for Model 3 and Model Y even stays steady to what it was in Q2, and then some additional units are layered in from the Model S ramping up, maybe 10,000 or so Model S, plus we get that fun extra day in Q3 versus Q2, then that 118,000 placeholder we've had in there for Fremont, again, I think still looks reasonable. Between the two, you'd be looking at 242,000 vehicles, up 17% quarter over quarter, 67% year over year. So I think we're honing in on a pretty good production number. We'll do a little bit more thoughtful analysis of the Fremont number next week. Obviously, what I care most about is production. And then in terms of deliveries, last I saw, analyst consensus was still around 221,000. Production of this level should allow Tesla to easily clear that. Though I do think by the time we actually get to the delivery report, expectations are going to be higher, even if the consensus doesn't necessarily reflect that at that point in time. Either way, I think it's looking like a great quarter, and we'll go through my final delivery estimates next week as well. Oh, and by the way, last thought on that 45,000 production number, extrapolating that just flat into Q4 would be production of around 138,000 vehicles. And I don't think Tesla is done ramping yet, and Fremont will probably continue to grow, both Model S, and then hopefully we get some Model X in Q4 too, and hopefully Berlin and Texas. So I definitely still think 900,000 is firmly on the table for production this year. All right, next up, we've got a new Elon Musk interview. This was for Italian Tech Week with another CEO, John Elkann of Exor. He's also the chairman of Stellantis and Ferrari. And overall, it was a good interview. Nothing super groundbreakingly new from it, unfortunately. It was a nice, relaxing watch, I think. Elon seemed to be in very good spirits. I will put the link in the description today if you do want to check out the full interview. But just wanted to highlight a couple of points that were made. First off, he was asked what he would be working on if he were 20 today. And he responded saying synthetic RNA, mentioning that the vaccines from Moderna and BioNTech really represented digital medicine or medicine software. So that was kind of the first thing that came to mind for him. Then, of course, he mentioned artificial intelligence, tunnels, continued electrification of transport, specifically mentioning aircraft and boats. And this was just off the top of his head. So he said, you know, many other areas would come up as well. But he also noted that this era right now is basically the greatest technological growth era in history. And it only seems to be accelerating. So he finds that to be extremely exciting. The other pertinent question was around, of course, chip shortages. So he was asking about the semiconductor issues, if it was short-term or long-term. Elon said, quote, short-term, I think there's a lot of chip fabrication plants that are being built, and I think we will have good capacity for providing chips by next year, I think. I certainly hope so, but it appears that way, end quote. So that direct quote kind of makes it seem like Tesla will be supplying chips and have a lot of good capacity, but I think he meant they'll have good capacity available to them by next year, which is pretty similar to the comments that he's been making so far. So lacking a crystal clear other reason today for the stock price appreciation, I think some attribution has been given to that chip shortage comment, but personally, I don't think it's that. Another quick chip-related update, since we're on the topic, this is from Audi. They have closed production down for 2 weeks at their Audi Brussels factory, and that factory produces two models of the Audi e-tron. So not all that particularly noteworthy, other than the fact that obviously this is impacting electric vehicle production as well. Next up, kind of a fun story from a couple days back. The Fremont Police Department has announced that they have acquired and deployed a Model Y for police vehicle work. This is an expansion of their electric vehicle pilot program, which started in 2019 with a Model S. They say that, quote, the Tesla Model S 85 yielded an average of 27 fewer days of downtime per year, a savings of $2,147 in the total annual cost of energy / fuel, maintenance, and repair, and a reduction of 42,198 pounds of operational carbon dioxide emissions. These results have prompted Fremont PD to move forward with plans to expand its fleet of electric patrol vehicle alternatives, including the newly deployed Tesla Model Y. For the coming fiscal year, FPD ordered 3 2022 Ford Explorer hybrids, as well as 2 Ford Mustang Mach-E EVs to be used as unmarked vehicles for sworn administrative assignments, end quote. So, yeah, hybrids, but at least the EV pilot program is going well and they are continuing to expand on it. And exciting to see the Model Y added here, as I know it has been with other police forces as well. All right, last item here is just a quick peek at the schedule as we do head into quarter end next week, as I mentioned. Everyone always asking me when the delivery report is going to be released, so I've always tracked it, and usually it is 2 days after quarter end. So in this case, that is overnight on Thursday night, meaning the earliest we get the report would be Saturday, and if not, most likely on Sunday. There's only been one occasion where it's taken longer than that, and that was 5 years ago. So 7 of the last 8 quarters, those have been 2 days after. Lately, Tesla definitely seems to have sped up this process, that 2-day frequency more common, but all time historically, it's about 62% of the time on that second day. And although the second day doesn't happen on a weekend all that often, Tesla has released on weekends on a few occasions in the past, including on a Saturday for the most recent Q4. So overly analyzed, yes, but again, I do get that question every quarter, so most likely Saturday. And then last thing, of course, as we head into the weekend, tonight might be the release of the FSD beta button, and hopefully version 10.1. We'll see if that does happen overnight tonight. So we'll see. If 10.1 does come out this weekend, we'll definitely try to get some videos of driving that up this weekend as well. But that is where we'll leave it, at least for today. So hope everyone has an awesome weekend. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and sign up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and hopefully see you again at some point this weekend for some FSD beta videos. Thank you.